Thank Lord for this one more opportunity He has given each one of us to be found in His house.
我们感谢主再次给我们机会能够在他的家中聚集。
It's one of the privileges which God has given each one of us to be in the house of God and among God's children.
这是神给我们特别的恩典，让我们能够在神的家中做他的肢体。
So I thank each one of you also, and today if I stand here, it is because of the merit of each one of your prayers.
我能够今天站在这里，是因为众弟兄姊妹的祷告。
As much as I see in myself, I see insufficiency, and I don't see any merit that I can stand here and share with you, with all of you.
我感觉到我实在是不配，我看到，当我站在这里的时候，看到只是自己的不配。
So I thank God for this opportunity, and this morning I want to share from book of 1 John chapter 5.
今天早上呢，我和弟兄姊妹一同来分享呢，约翰一书第五章。
And from verse 10, from 11 and 12.
从11节到12节。
Book of 1 John chapter 5, verse 11 and 12. And this is the record that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son.
这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。
Verse 12. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life.
人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
We'll read one more portion, Book of John.
我们再读约翰福音，Chapter
20，第二十节，第二十章，Verse 30 and 31. Book of John, Chapter 20, Verse 30 and 31.
约翰福音第二十章第30和31节。
And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book.
耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上。Verse
31. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name.
但记这些事。 叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。That
believing ye might have life through his name.
叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。Let
us look to the Lord for help.
让我们到主面前仰望他，为着今天我们所需要的一切帮助。Gracious
God, loving Heavenly Father,
我们亲爱的父，我们满有怜悯的神，
We thank you for this Lord's Day which thou hast given to us.
我们感谢你把这个主日赐给我们。
We thank you for this word.
我们应作你自己的话语，我们感谢你。
O Father God, thou hast given us these words. It is thy desire that we should live by this word.
我们知道你给我们这卷书，你的话就是要我们能够照着你的话而生活。
So Father God, as we hear and read thy word, thou may speak to me and each one of us.
当我们在这里读你话的时候，但愿你向我说话，也向众弟兄姊妹说话。
So every word which is shared, it may bring life in me and each one of us.
我们所分享的话，每一句话都能够把生命带给我，也带给在座所有听你话的人。
Life is in thy Son, Lord Jesus Christ, and his desire that we should live by thy Son, Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这生命是在你的儿子 主耶稣基督里面，你乐意我们能够遵照他而生活。
So Father God, as I speak the words of life, Father God, thou may touch me and touch my lips.
但愿我们来分享生命的话语的时候，你自己来摸我的嘴，摸我的口。
Father God, hide me and my dear brother behind the cross.
但愿你能够把我和做你翻译的弟兄 隐藏在主耶稣十字架的底下。
Only thy Son, Lord Jesus Christ, may be glorified in our midst.
只有你的儿子耶稣基督能够得到荣耀。
So Father God, be with each one of us. Help me and brother, and also to my dear brothers and sisters who will be listening, that thou may prepare our hearts and strengthen each one of us.
但愿你能够帮助我和帮我弟兄和帮助所有在座的弟兄姊妹们能够听见你的话。
And this short term of time of sharing may be encouraging to each one of us.
但愿我们在一同的交通能够成为每一个人的鼓励。
It may draw us near unto thee.
能够吸引我们来到你跟前。
And thy Son's name may be lifted in our midst.
但愿主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名能够被我们高举。
In Jesus' precious name I pray.
在宝贵的主耶稣基督的名，奉他的这宝贵的名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
This morning, however, my focus is on the tree of life.
我今天要交通的题目是生命树。
So we see in the Bible, the tree of life is mentioned at two different places.
我们知道这个生命树呢，在两处提到。
It's in the book of Genesis, the first book, and the last book, the book of Revelation.
我们知道这个在第一卷书就是创世纪呢。So let's 提到生命树，另外一个是最后一卷书启示录。
So let's look at the first place where the tree of life is mentioned.
那我们来读这个生命树第一次提到的地方。
It's in the Genesis chapter 2.
那是在创世纪第二章。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Book of Genesis chapter 2 verse 9.
创世纪第二章第九节。
And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, and the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
耶和华神使各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目，其上的果子好做食物。院子当中又有生命树和分别善恶的树。
So it says in the middle part, the tree of life in the midst of the garden.
在这节经文的中间提到生命树和这个园子。
Let's also see in the book of Revelation.
让我们再读这个启示录。
Chapter
22. 第二十二章。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 2.
启示录二十二章第二节。
In the midst of the street of it, and on the other side of the tree of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits.
在河这边与那边有生命树，结十二样的果子。
So here we see that, and we need to understand this. Why is this tree of life all about? And it's very important for us as God's children to understand the significance of this tree of life.
这里我们所读到的生命树到底是什么意思呢？对我们来说，我们要知道它的背后的这个意义是什么。
And today's morning, my focus and my burden is to talk about this tree of life.
今天早晨在这里呢，我的负担就是来交通生命树。
The tree of life, the whole thing, everything is centered around this tree of life.
我们知道这个很所有事情几乎是都是以生命树做中心的。
And we can see that our Heavenly Father was very much concerned, or he was had a lot of jealous or zeal about this tree of life.
我们知道我们天父呢非常关切这生命树。
So we know what happened that when man sinned.
我们知道当人犯了罪之后。
So Lord God drove away the mankind from the place where the tree of life was.
我们的神就把人呢赶出那个园子，就是有生命树的园子。
And not only he drove them away, but he made a fence around this tree of life, and he ensured that the man could never reach or attain reach to the tree.
他不但是把人赶出那个园子，并且在生命树的周围呢的保护他，所以呢人就不能够再去接触这个生命树。
So we can see that the Lord God had lot of, he was focused or he had lot of passion for this tree of life.
所以我们看到天父对这个何等的看重这生命树。
we can say that this tree of life spoke about man's faithfulness to the God. It denotes or speaks about man's faithfulness to God.
我们看到生命树在这说到人对于这个神的忠心。
It speaks about man's relationship to God.
就说到我们跟神之间的关系。
The life, God says that the life can be given to only man when the way he shows his faithfulness to me, how he handles the tree of life.
神呢，乃是在这里告诉我们呢，是我们如何向着神忠心。如果我们向他忠心，他就把生命树赐给我们。
But we know what happened in the book of Genesis.
我们知道这个在启示录里面发生了什么事。
Because of disobedience, the man could not eat any more of the tree of life.
因着我们人的悖逆失信，我们就没办法吃这生命树的果子。
The tree of life speaks of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道这个生命树乃是代表着我们主耶稣基督。
He is our tree of life.
主耶稣基督是我们的生命树。
It talks about our relationship with Him.
这说明到我们和主耶稣的关系。
It determines our destiny.
也说明到我们的目的地。
Based on the attitude, based on the relationship which we have, it determines our future.
根据我们的对这个的态度呢，就能够决定我们跟主之间的关系。
But we know what happened in the book of Genesis, that he ate the tree of evil and knowledge, and because of that he sinned and he lost the relationship, and since then death entered into the mankind.
我们知道这个亚当呢，他吃了分别知识善恶树的果子，从那时以后呢，我们里面就有了罪。
So we all know what happened in the Garden of Eden.
我们都知道这个伊甸园里面的故事。
We know that Satan deceived man in eating the tree of knowledge and evil.
我们知道撒旦呢欺骗了人，使人吃了分别知识善恶树的果子。
He deceived the man and made him eat it.
他欺骗了人，使人吃那个果子。
And he has not stopped that act since then.
撒旦并没有停止在这里。
And today also, he is trying to do the same act to each one of us.
今天呢，他在这里仍然呢欺骗我们，使我们能够犯同样的错误。
So he tries to show a life which is false.
他来以假的生命呢来欺骗我们。
Tries to show a life something which he tries to tempt us by saying that this is the true life.
他会跟我们讲说，这个假生命才是真生命。
And he is doing that since that day and in each one of our lives each day.
他是从那个天开始呢，一直到现在，在我们每天的生活里也是这样的欺骗我们。
He tries to show us some life or something and tries to tell us that this is the truth.
他向我们说，这就是生命，这就是真理。
And my burden is this day to differentiate what is true life and what is false life.
今天早上呢，我的负担是到底什么是真的生命，什么是假的生命。
And as I was meditating and as we have been hearing the last few weeks, many of our brothers have been sharing from the book of John, I thought that this book speaks a lot about life, and I think we can learn a lot from this book of life, and we can correlate and try to compare what's a false life and what's a true life.
我想这个题目的时候呢，过去几个礼拜一些弟兄们在这里分享到这个约翰的书信，那么在约翻书信里面说到许多有关生命的事，所以我也想和在这里和弟兄姊妹一同分享。So
I would like to continue from what Brother James and Brother Samson was sharing last Sunday. I would like to continue from there.
所以呢，我想 继续我们Samson弟兄还有黄弟兄在这里的交通。
So my burden today is to keeping in mind the way how Satan tempted the man. I want to use those same parameters and try to compare it in connection with how can we not be tempted and can we live a true life.
我们想来跟弟兄姊妹分享啊, 这个撒旦他欺骗的手腕是什么, 所以今天呢, 我们就不要, 被他骗了。
So if you see that there were three broad steps, sequences through which the man sinned.
我们看到这边有三个层面呢, 人犯罪的层面, 三个层面。
The first is the mind.
第一个是心思。
Then the emotions or the feelings.
第二点是情感和我们的感受。
And last is the will or the action.
第三点是我们的意志或者是我们采取的行动。
So we would like to take these three areas and see that how can we live a true life, because these are the areas where Satan attacks us again and again each day.
我们要从这三个方面来说明这个怎样过一个真的生活、真的生命，因为撒旦魔鬼呢是用在这个三个方面呢来攻击我们、来欺骗我们。
Brothers and sisters, let's understand one thing, that Satan doesn't only attack when we are non-believers. Satan attacks even when today, as we are trying to grow in the Lord, trying to increase improve our relationship with Him, He attacks and demonstrates us the false life each day.
我们知道撒旦不但是今天呢欺骗不信主的人，我们信了主的人呢，他也是每天呢要来欺骗我们，使我们能够不能够跟主发展成为正常的关系。
And He attacks in each sphere of our spiritual life.
他一直在那里呢，在我们的生命中啊来攻击我们。
Whether it is young kids, teenagers, or whether it is youth, or whether it is husband and wife, or matured adults, or it's our elderly brothers and sisters, He targets each day in every sphere of our life.
我们知道他是不但是欺骗我们的小孩子，欺骗我们的青少年，欺骗我们的那个成年人，也欺骗我们老年人。他是在每一天的生活里面。 一直在欺骗我们。
So let's start from the first step, that's the mind. That's where he initially begins to start focusing on.
让我们第一次首先想到这个我们的心思, 因为那是第一个地方他要攻击我们的地方。
The way how Satan starts to tempt us is first on showing the object.
他要来欺骗我们第一件事情他做的事情就是把那个东西要给我们看。
He shows us something and makes us to desire or to crave for it.
他把一个东西指给我们看，使我们心中呢能够想要得着。And
when Satan shows us something, he doesn't talk about the consequences. He only just shows us the object.
他引我们看一些东西的时候呢，他不是告诉我们我们得着它了以后的那个结果，他乃是把这个东西呢。 用这些东西来吸引我们。
With our limited understanding and with our mind being in action, we are not able to see Satan involved in that thing.
因着我们心思的不完全，我们看不到这些事物，撒旦告诉我们的这些事情啊，这些东西的背后的那些结局。
And Satan will always attack on already something, a motive, or something like which already has into our heart.
他就用这个在我们心中已经有的一些东西呢来攻击我们。
That means there is already a motive inside us, is that something which we want to possess.
就是在我们心思意念里面其实有一个想要的心，有一个欲望在，他就用这个事情来欺骗我们。
Let me give you an example.
让我举一个例子。
This is something related to marketing, but I think we can look at it as something which to understand this.
就是关于这个商业的广告，但是呢，这个对我们这个题目呢有点关系。
When we were in marketing, we were taught something called point of purchase.
在广告里面有一句话叫做你购买的那个关键点。
How many of us, when we go to a store, we decide that we want to only spend $10, and when we come out, we end up spending $100.
你去这个百货公司的时候呢，你本来打算只要花10块钱，但是呢，你结完账出来的时候，其实你花了100块钱。
Right? We all do that.
因为我们常常会经历这样的事。
The best example, if you go to a store like IKEA.
比如说你到那个 IKEA 这个公司去买东西。
If anyone of you want to buy something for stuff for $50, but the way the sequence of exit, by the time you exit, there are so many things which are displayed, you end up spending almost another $100 more.
虽然是你想要花50块钱，但是呢，他们把这些东西啊摆设的一个方式呢。 你出门的时候呢，其实呢，你已经就看了很多，然后买了很多其他的事物。
So what happens is that there is something which inside us is that we already want to possess it, or something which is there in our mind, but due to whatever reasons, we are not yet taking a decision, or we don't want it, or we don't do it. But the moment when you walk in these kind of stores, and the marketers or these companies are so smart, they start putting in front of it. And when you look at it, and look at the price, look at the way it is displayed, immediately that triggers, oh, if I don't buy it, then I may lose the opportunity.
当然，虽然是你本来没有去买以前呢，你已经打算只花那些钱，只买那个东西，但是你到了那个店里面以后呢，他们这个做商品的人呢，他们就这个把它。 很多东西陈列在你的面前，来把价钱放在那里，叫你感觉到，你如果现在不买呢，你就失去这个机会。So
we see that here also, somewhere deep inside Eve and Adam, they had a desire to possess something or something they wanted to acquire in their life.
我们知道，在亚当夏娃心的深处呢，他们想要某些东西。
The only thing what happened is that when Satan, and Satan is smart enough, and that's the reason why he knew what was in the heart of man, he knew that what was the intention and motive of Adam and Eve.
撒旦非常聪明，他知道我们里面的心思意念，我们真正所想要的。
And see how tactfully he attacks the Adam and Eve.
我们看到他怎样这个用他的手腕呢，来攻击欺骗亚当和夏娃。
So this is the very first area where he attacks. Something which is deep inside a motive, he triggers it by showing it pops up like this point of purchase and says, did God really tell you not to eat the fruit of this tree? Actually, if the motive was not inside, Eve should have told you, I don't want to talk to you because I'm content. I don't need anything. But there was a deep insight which came out and she engaged in the conversation with Satan.
如果呢，夏娃没有这样隐藏的动机的话，那么撒旦欺骗他的时候呢，他就说，我不需要跟你讲什么。但是呢，他显然的，他就对这个撒旦的讲法非常想要再继续听下去。
So this is the first area, this is the first assault of Satan.
这是撒旦欺骗我们，攻击我们的第一步。
The second assault is on the love of God.
第二个部门呢，他要欺骗我们，攻击我们呢，乃是我们对神的爱。
So when if you go, let's go to understand this to book of Genesis chapter 3.
让我们读这个第三章啊。 创世纪第三章来看到这一点是怎样发展的。
We'll read from just to save time, just to 3 to 5.
我们从第三节读到第五节，第三章的第三节到第五节。
Eve said, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God had said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die.
唯有园当中那棵树上的果子，神曾说，你们不可吃，也不可摸，免得你们死。神对女人说，你们不一定死。
So here, now, Satan is telling that he shall not surely die.
所以撒旦这边说呢，对他说，你们不一定死。
So now here we see that again, this one more thing is that the love of God. Now Satan is trying to tell Adam and Eve that God, who is called love, how can he keep a tree away from you and not eat it?
他乃是告诉亚当和夏娃说，神如果真爱你们，那么他为什么把这个树呢，藏起来，也不让你们摸，不让你们吃呢？
God, who is portraying His love and He loves us and He cares for us, how can He tell us not to eat this tree?
如果他真正爱我们，关心我们，为什么他拦住我们吃这个树呢？
It's something which happens in each one of our days life also.
在我们平常的生活里面也是如此。
Why God did not give me this job? Why didn't He give me this salary? Or why is this one thing which my mom and dad is not telling me to do it? And that's always where the Satan shows the false life. And he keeps on hitting on that area again and again.
我们生活里面，我们也是怀疑说，为什么神不把这个工作赐给我？为什么神不给我这样的薪水？在我们正常生活里面，为什么父母亲不让我做这件事情？所以撒旦呢，每一天呢，就是如此的来攻击我们。
How can this happen to you? You go to the house of God every Sunday. You are the one of the most leading brothers here. How can this happen to you? That's what Satan will try to show the false life and the thought to each one of us.
你是在聚会中最长进的弟兄，为什么这件事情能发生在你身上呢？所以撒旦常常用这样的事情来诱惑我们，然后把那假的生命呢给我们。
All this love what you're doing for this brother and sister, is this what you get?
你对众弟兄姊妹所显出的爱心，难道最后你的下场是如此吗？
This is how Satan is trying to get us into a conversation. He wants us to lure us. He wants to get into the final sin, which he wants to. That's the way he proposes.
这是撒旦用的手腕，他就是要我们跟他说话，跟他有个对话，然后呢，他要引导我们最后所犯的罪。
And when then this is not done, it speaks about God's trust.
他就如果这样子不成功的话，他就要我们怀疑神是不是可靠的。
He will say that no, this word is wrong. This word can be it's not right that he is untrue. You cannot trust him.
他跟我们说是神说的话，其实是不一定是真的，你不能够完全相信神。
Brothers and sisters, how often these things happen in our life?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，这样的事情在你我身上发生了多少次呢？
Those are those moments or those are those days when we have a cloud over our head, all those wonderful things, all the things which God has done in our life and the faithfulness He has demonstrated in our life is all forgotten.
当这种时刻来到的时候呢，我们的心思里面好像一层浓雾一样包围着我们。 神对我们的慈爱，谁对我们的信实呢？全部被我们忘记了。
And he start entertaining Satan, and he keeps on showing more and more, saying that you can have a false life.
撒旦就会不断的呢告诉我们说，你可以拥有另外一种生命。And
then finally, we know what happens after this.
你我都知道，我们受了他欺骗以后的那个结局是什么。
Once he's able to capture our mind,
当他掌握到我们的心思了以后,
when he's able to trigger the deep motive inside us,
就能够引起我们心中深处的那个情感,
when he's able to challenge the love of God,
使我们能够怀疑神的爱,
God's faithfulness and his trustworthiness,
还有对神的信实, 使我们产生怀疑,
then it triggers the emotions and the feelings inside us.
它能够使我们呢产生这种把那个心中的那个情感和我们的感觉啊把它激发起来.
And we look at, and you looked at the fruit.
我们来看一下那个分别三个树的果子.
and she saw that it was good looking and it was something good which she needs to eat.
当她看到这个分别善恶树的果子的时候，她说看到这个悦人眼目，又可以好做食物，好做食物也悦人眼目。
And that's how we see that finally she ate it and she sinned against God.
我们看到她最后摘下了吃了，然后得罪了神。
She was able to convince man that they don't need God. They can lean on to their own understanding and their own perception, and I can take their own decisions.
所以他就跟他们讲，你们不需要依靠神，你们可以依靠你们自己的聪明。
Verse 5.
第五节。
For God doth know that the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods.
因为神第五节，因为神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神能知道善恶。So
my version has gods in small g.
在我的翻译本呢，这个。 神呢，是小写的神，
knowing good and evil，
是编入小写的神哈，知道善恶。
So what is Satan trying to tell Adam and Eve？
撒旦到底要和亚当夏娃说什么呢？
She was proposing to the Adam and Eve that they can be as gods or the small g to show that they can be independent, the center, the source of from where the decision making is done, the source from where the desires are coming out, it can be independent and they do not have to look on to anyone else. They do not have to depend upon God.
原来是说你们呢，这个愿望的起点，你们想要做的事，那个起点不需要从神来，乃是从里面来。 乃是叫你们自己呢，有一个独立的生命。
And this is exactly what is God is doing in our day-to-day life.
这也是神在我们日常生活里面所要做的一些事。
He is showing us a life, a false life, which is independent of God, a life which where we can lean on to our own understanding, a life which is, He tries to show that the similar life which God wants to give to each one of us.
God wants us to be independent, or
no, they want to be a false life, a similar.
Okay. So, 每一天呢，这个撒旦呢，乃是告诉我们说，我们怎样向神独立。所以呢，我们呢就有这个假的生命在我们里面，不再依靠神，做一个不依靠神独立的生活。
And this leads to death.
但是这个结局呢，乃是死亡。
Satan wants us to be independent of judgment. He wants us to be independent in judgment.
他让我们自己做决定，自己判断事情。Independent
in desires.
让我们自己决定我们想要什么。And
independent in will.
然后呢，他要我们自己决定我们采取什么样的行动。So
keeping this sequence, I would like to go through the book of John, but of course, Brother James has shared, I'm just going to put few passages here and there and try to correlate and connect that how can we not be lured into this sequence which Satan tried against Adam and Eve.
So, 我想和弟兄姊妹呢，请弟兄姊妹记得这个步骤和这个层面，然后呢，我想从约翰一书呢，像黄弟兄所分享的一样。 来分享一些经文，再从这个约翰一书呢，来从这分享一些经文呢，把这些事情呢连接起来。So
I would like to start off with the book of John, chapter 9.
Book of John, 约翰福音第九章。
Verse 5.
第五节,
Book of John, chapter 9, verse 5.
约翰福音第五, 九章第五节,
as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
我在世上的时候是世上的光。
So I want to focus on some of the attributes of Lord Jesus Christ which are mentioned in John. And look at these attributes and look at how this life can be applied in us through which we cannot let Satan or show us the false life.
我想要和弟兄姊妹分享呢主耶稣他的特性，从经过他，我们如果知道他主耶稣他的生命上的特质的时候呢，是我们不被撒旦有诱惑，做这些反对神的事。
So as you saw that the first part where which he attacks is the mind.
我们看到刚才讲过，撒旦第一个要攻击我们的地方就是我们的心思。
So mind speaks of reasonings or desires or motive which is inside us.
因为我们的心思呢，乃是说明我们的动机，我们的理由。
Book of John chapter 1 verse 4 says, In him was life, and the life was the light of man.
在约翰福音第一章第四节讲说，生命在他里面，这生命就是人的光。
Our Lord Jesus Christ came to this earth to be a light.
我们主耶稣基督来到地上就是要来做光。
He was able to reveal to each one of us to understand that how our minds were darkened, how our minds were so full of evil, and it was and that we were walking in the darkness.
他来做光，乃是要照明我们，叫我们知道我们里面是何等的黑暗。
So 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
So 在哥林多后书的第四章。
We'll read from book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 from verse 4 to verse 6.
我们读第四章的第四节到第六节。
Book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 from 4 to 6.
哥林多后书的四章第四节到第六节。
In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe, not lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of the God, should shine unto them.
此等不信的人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫耶稣 基督荣耀福音的光照着他们，基督本是神的像。
Verse 5 For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake.
我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己应耶稣做你们的仆人。
For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
那丰富光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
We thank God that the day And I presume that each one of us who are here, we are all born again and purchased with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我相信在座的每一位弟兄姊妹呢，都是重生，并且呢，借着耶稣的宝血洗净我们一切罪恶的。
It is our desire, it is our now thing is the light which Lord has shined in our hearts. We need to allow this light to reveal us our motives, our intentions, and let these motives be aligned with His life.
我们知道我们需要让神的光呢照亮我们的里面，让我们看见我们心思意念里面的那个动机，那个欲望是什么。
And these days we are reading in our Bible study the book of 1 Peter which we are talking about true knowledge.
我们在礼拜五查经的时候呢，我们是查这个彼得后书，他彼得后书的要旨就是真知识。
So the light of the true knowledge reveals us of our nature. It reveals us to understand that how our mind by independently cannot have its own desires or motives, but it has to lean on to the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是告诉我们说，如果我们真知道神，那么我们就会知道说我们的动机，我们里面的 愿望呢，那必须要和神的旨意相连。
This true knowledge will reveal us what is of the soul and what is of the spirit.
这个真知道神呢，是我们能够知道说，我们的欲望和动机到底是出于灵呢，还是从我们的魂来的？
So it will tell us, the spirit will prompt us that this thing what you are doing is not right. You need to stop it right away. This thought itself of possessing this, or this thought itself which is originating in your mind is not right, and it will take it away.
圣灵呢，常常在我们里面，感动我们，说我们现在想的是不对的，我们必须要马上停止，或者是我们里面的愿望也是不对的，不属于神的。
So that's why Paul says in Book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18 that he says that the eyes of our understanding may be enlightened.
所以保罗呢就讲到在以弗所书的第一章啊，他说求神呢照亮我们心中的眼睛。
So brothers and sisters, day by day, as we read the word of God, and as the light falls on us, it helps us to understand His motive, His plan, His intentions, and His desires for each one of us.
当我们每天呢读主的话，在主的话里面有那个神的光，让我们知道我们里面的动机，我们里面想要的，我们的愿望是什么，照着主的旨意是什么。
And we feel, we see His more and more and more and more of the life of Christ forming in us.
我们就能够看见呢主的生命怎样慢慢的在我们里面成型。
Book of Romans chapter 12 verse 2.
在这个罗马书十二章的第二节这样告诉我们。
We'll not go there, I'll just read. Be not fashioned according to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
不要效法世界，乃是要心意更新而变化。
So what is this renewing of the mind?
这个心意更新而变化到底是什么意思呢？
As more and more the Lord reveals through His light into our life,
当神在我们生命中不断的光照我们的时候，
He makes us, He renews our mind as if it is when we do or renovate our house.
所以 在神的光照底下呢，我们的心思意念就会更新变化，就好像我们这个在我们的房子里面常常有一些这个更新一样。
So he will change in the mind the color, the position of our thinking. He will change everything, how we need to look at things, everything, the whole perception, everything changes into our mind.
就像我们这个我们的房子啊，哈，这个住久了以后要重新装修一样，把位置啊、颜色呀、改一改呀。所以神呢在我们的心思意念里面呢蒙光照的时候呢，我们也做这样类似的事。
That's why the psalmist says that Lord send light that we may see light.
所以在这个诗篇里面说我们在光中得以见光。
This, brothers and sisters, this should be our every prayer every morning that God send thy light that we may see the light in thy counts, that we may be able to see the things the way thou art seeing.
所以这应该是我们每天的祷告，就是让神光照我们，使我们能够在光中得以见光。
Then we can also say, like John chapter 1 verse 7, if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another.
就像约翰一书，约翰讲的一样，第一章他说到，我们若与主在光中行，那么我们就与他有交通。
May the Lord help us that we may learn to walk in the light because our Lord Jesus Christ is the light.
让我们学习一同走在光中，因为我们的主耶稣呢就是光。
The second thing which we need to work on our mind is the which I want to pick up the another one more characteristic of God is that He is the bread of life.
我们另外一点呢要看到另外一方面主耶稣的特质就是他是生命的粮。
So John chapter 6 verse 35 it says that I am the bread of life.
在约翰福音第六章三十五节主耶稣说我是生命的粮。
So brothers and sisters, what are we feeding every day morning? How do we begin our day each day? And how our activities proceed through the whole day?
我们每天早上吃什么呢？我们一开始是怎样开始我们的每一天呢？
Are we living again by our motives, our intentions? Are we allowing the word of God to decide and determine the motives and the actions for the whole day?
我们怎样，我们是自己决定我们里面的动机意念，还是让神来决定我们要做什么，我们的动机和意念呢？
Lord Jesus Christ says in book of John chapter 6 verse 57, As I live by my Father, ye shall live by me.
主耶稣在约翰福音的第六章五十七节说呢，永活的父怎样差我来，我又因父而活着，照样吃我肉的人也要因我而活。
Brothers and sisters, it's very important for all of us. How important is that the morning breakfast or the lunch is so important that it gives us strength and it helps us to endure the whole day that we don't faint physically.
我们知道我们每天生活里面早餐中餐是何等重要，使我们能够有力量过一天的生活而不昏倒。
It is very important also, more than important in the physical food, that we should be nourished by the spiritual food.
比那个物质上的食物更重要的是，每一天呢，我们需要以属灵的食物呢来喂养我们，使我们能够强壮。
How many of us as parents prefer to give or focus more on the physical nourishment to our kids than the spiritual nourishment?
很多时候父母亲呢注重物质上让这个孩子呢吃饱穿得暖，而忽略了他们孩子们的属灵的食物。
We don't, the moment even our son even misses one of the meal in a day, we get so anxious and so worried.
我们的小孩如果跳过一餐不吃呢，我们里面父母亲里面就很焦虑很着急。
But how often we have ignored whether my son or my daughter has read the word of God and whether has how many days he has missed it, we don't even care about it.
我们不关心我们的孩子是不是每天读圣经，或者是呢他好几天都不读圣经了，我们也根本不在乎。
That's why when our children go out into the world, they go hungry and the Satan attacks them and shows them the false life.
所以我们的孩子通常在这个社会上就非常的软弱，撒旦呢就攻击他们，一口就把他们吞了。
So brother and sister, this morning I would like to encourage children, parents, elderly brothers and sisters that the light and the word of God which Lord Jesus Christ has come and given to each one of us that we need to exercise day by day. Otherwise each day Satan will show us the false life and we'll be looking to that false life in every area of our life.
所以我今天早上呢呼吁我们在中间做孩子的做父母的那些年长的呢，我们真是要常常以主来做我们的粮食，不然的话撒旦就会来一直攻击我们，我们就会跌倒。
Christ is also our true wine.
基督呢也是那个真葡萄树。
So that's in the book of John chapter 15.
在约翰福音的第十五章告诉我们。
So we'll not read the verses there, but here Christ says that I am the true wine and ye are the branches.
在这里主耶稣告诉我们说，我是真葡萄树，你们是枝子。
Without me you can do nothing.
离了我你们就不能做什么。
Anyone who is not inside me, they'll be burnt and they'll be thrown away.
若不藏在我里面呢，那么枝子就会枯干，就会被摘下来，就会被它烧掉。
So Christ is not talking about this for something to others, but he himself demonstrated the life of depending on his heavenly Father, depending on his Father to receive the life and to allow him to work through him.
主耶稣不是说这些话光是教训别人，乃是他自己呢就活在父神的里面，然后他每一天呢他的生活他的定旨他的意念都是在父从父而来。
Our Lord Jesus Christ was also tempted when he was on this earth.
我们的主呢也是跟我们一样受各方面的试探。
He also focused on him and tried to use the same steps, the mind, the emotions and the will to make him use his soul and to make him get independent.
撒旦呢, 也是在主耶稣的三个层面来攻击他, 就是主耶稣的心思意念, 主耶稣的情感和主耶稣的意志行动来攻击他, 使他不依靠父神。
But our Lord Jesus Christ, even though he was the Son of God, but his eyes were all the time fixed on the Heavenly Father, his face was towards him. He did not take any directions or any advice, leaned on his own self, but fixed his eyes on the Heavenly Father.
所以他虽然是神的儿子,但是呢,每一件事他都来仰望父。
No self-desire, no self-will, no self-independency.
他没有自己的愿望,没有自己的心思意念,他没有自己的这个与神隔绝独立的生活。
Not my will but thine, I am come to do thy will.
不要照我的意思,乃是照着你的意思,我来为了遵行你的旨意。
Book of John chapter 5 verse 19, he says, the Son can do nothing of himself.
在约翰福音第五章的十九节说呢, 只靠着自己不能做什么。
I can of, verse 30 says, the same chapter, I can of myself do nothing.
他说,我照自己不能做什么。
Brothers and sisters, how often have we said this when the Satan is trying to attack our mind, our emotions, or our will, that we said that, Lord, wait, I cannot take this decision. Satan, I cannot take this decision. I need to wait on the Lord. I need to allow to see the prompting of my spirit.
有多少时候当撒旦这样的从这个三方面我们的心思意念我们的情感和我们的意志来攻击我们的时候我们说等等等等我要等候主知道主的旨意圣灵的旨意到底是如何。
It's always the constant attempt of the Satan to show us this false life in each and every area of our, each and every day of our activity.
撒旦呢,一直呢,在每一天的生活里面呢, 让我们能够,这个其实得着这个假的生命。
So the wine speaks of our dependent life.
这个葡萄树呢, 乃是说明一个完全依靠的生命和生活。
So when we walk in the light, when we live by His bread, and when we look to Him as His true wine,
当我每天呢,来照着神的光而行,来吃这个生命的粮,来过一个完全依靠神的生活的时候,
then He will be our satisfaction.
那么在我们的里面呢,就有一个极大的满足。
Then anything what you see on this earth will not be attractive to you anymore.
在世上的一切事物呢,对你来说就不再有任何吸引力了。
Through His life, our life, which is like water, which is like tasteless, which is like flat, will be cheerful and merry.
像我们这个水呀,淡而无味,那么主耶稣的生命在我们里面能够把它变成好酒,是非常甘甜的。We
know how He turned the water into wine.
你知道这个主耶稣呢,把这个一般的水呢,把它
This water which was kept outside for washing the feet of the people who came into the marriage, this same water which denotes us of our limited life, which our tasteless life, but with God having Himself in it, how it becomes wine and a satisfaction to each one of us.
你知道那个水啊,这个缸,六个缸的水是放在外面,是给客人洗脚的,那么那个水呢, 主耶稣呢,就把它变成最好的酒呢,来使我们心里面得到那个满足和喜乐。
We can go on and on, and we can see all the characteristics of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we apply them in our life, we can ensure, when we can see that our life will be a true life, and will not be deceived by Satan who keeps on showing us the false life.
我们看到很多主耶稣 的特质,很多方面他的特质,那么他,我们如果照着这个来生活呢,那么撒旦呢,他的假的生命呢,就不会,我们就会不会被他的假生命来欺骗。
The whole kingdom and the reign of Satan is based on these three things: the mind, the emotions, and the will.
撒旦的整个世界呢，就是靠这个三样东西，就是我们的心思意念、我们的情感和我们的意志。
He wants to capture all these three areas.
他要得着我们的这三个方面。
And he wants to show us a false life.
然后他要我们呢，得着他的那个假生命。
And we know that one example which I didn't share is that you know that the time of when time of Moses, that the sons of Aaron bought a false fire, false incense.
你知道在那个旧约里面有一段事迹，就是这个亚伦的儿子呢，用了假火来烧香。God
did not accept it because he saw it was false.
神没有接纳他们的献祭，因为呢，神知道这个是假的火。So
the structure looks similar, but the ingredients which goes into it are not are the right ingredients.
虽然是看起来很像，但是呢，里面的成分是不同的。So
today also, in our day-to-day life also, I'm pretty sure that each one of us got experiences and testimonies to say that how Satan has been showing us the false life and how he has been trying to use our mind, our emotions and our will to show us the false life and how we fall into a trap.
所以呢，他呢，借助这个三方面，就是我们的。 心思、我们的情感、我们的意志、行动呢，把这个假的生命带到我们面前。Brothers
and sisters, mind is a very sensitive area, and once that mind you give to Satan, the emotions and the will fall one after other.
弟兄姊妹们，这个我们的心思意念非常非常重要。 你一旦让撒旦得着我们的心思意念，那么我们的感情、感觉和我们的意志行动呢，都变成这个都变成撒旦可以用的工具了。
I just give you one more example.
我要给你们另外一个例子。
How many of you read a book called The Monk Who Sold a Ferrari?
Say again.
The Monk Who Sold a Ferrari. It's a book.
显然我没有读过哈，这个。 这本书你们有读过吗?
Okay, it's a book which tells that everything which happens in life happens twice.
他告诉我们这本书想要告诉我们一个点，就是在我们生命所发生的每一件事都要发生两次。So
it says that once in your mind you're conceived that I need to, let's take an example that I need to buy a Ferrari.
他说在我们心中里面所生出来的一种意念，
So
我用一个比喻来说，
So you have a look at that car.
你比如说你看到一部车子，
You start visualizing about it.
你的心思意念里面呢，就有一个图画图样。
The next time whether you borrow, steal or you rent, you don't care. You will see the next time it is already visualized. The visualization which is in your head will finally will happen that when you get that car literally in front of you physically.
所以有一天呢，不管你是租的、买的或者偷的，有一天呢，就是你在脑子里面的图像呢，你有一天会真正的去拥有。So
brothers and sisters, the mind is a very, very, it's a like a what you call workshop where a lot of things happen in this mind.
这个我们心思意念是非常复杂，非常这个就像那个工具石一样，做工的地方一样。
Even the book The Secret has got the same philosophy that says that if it goes into your mind, it can become an actual. So they try to inculcate and build that you first start thinking and conceiving it in your mind.
另外一本书哈，就是那个另外一本书里面也说，说我们的心思意念非常的这个有能力，所以呢，你要这个控制你的心思意念。
So brothers and sisters, this morning hour, I want to encourage each one of you to renew your minds in the light of the Lord, and that He should be and also be your bread of life.
今天早晨呢，我来鼓励弟兄姊妹，我们要在神的光中呢，来使我们的心思意念更新而变化，并且呢，
常常来依靠主耶稣做我们的生命的粮。
And then we'll be able to eat him and drink him each day, and every thought which evolves in our mind, the Lord Jesus Christ will prompt us through his Spirit and will correct us and align our life that we don't go further into the emotions, the feelings, and then into the will.
所以呢，让我们的这个心思意念呢，我们每天来吃主喝主呢，使圣灵能够在我们里面呢，来感动我们，来做神要我们做的事，或者是不做神不要我们做的事情。
So God has given us this tree of life and the tree, and there is also the tree of evil and knowledge. And it is His desire that we should live on Him so that we can prepare for His kingdom and that we allow His life to be in us day by day.
神造这个生命树呢，乃是叫我们每一天呢靠着这个神而生活。
So may I thank God for this word and that as much as I share that I pray that each one of you pray for me that I may be able to have this life, that we may be able to, all of us able to live this true life and not be deceived by this false life which Satan shows us to all the time.
So 我今天分享这个生命呢和弟兄姊妹一同分享这个生命，所以呢求你为我祷告，使我能够活出这样的生命。
Thank you.
谢谢。